One thing that one point that came up in several conversations I had with people about the Woodland Art Fair this week was that it is a juried art fair. So what you are seeing is people who have been, judged by peers to be making really terrific art, quality crafts, and not stuff that you're going to be able to buy anywhere else or, stores anywhere else. And they're really trying to sort of rebrand the art fair this year, really celebrate the fact that they are in Woodland Park and that it's a way to spend a summer afternoon in the park.
Now, Picnic with the Pops, it returns to Keeneland also this weekend. And what's neat about that, it was sort of just a temporary arrangement a couple of years ago, and now it looks like it's at Keeneland and will remain at Keeneland for some time to come.
It seems to have taken hold out there in the meadow, and it's a really nice venue for Picnic with the Pops. It's down there in sort of a natural amphitheater in the meadow behind the Keene Barn and the Entertainment Center, and they put up the stage out there and the orchestra is there. And this year the featured guest is going to be Matt Dusk, who is sort of a Sinatra style standards crooner. He brings a lot of great songs that we've heard over the years by people like Sinatra and Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald and Chet Baker, and puts them in an orchestral setting. And he was talking to him, he wanted to make sure that that they were able to serve alcohol out there, because he said, this is the perfect thing to sit out and sip a glass of wine and enjoy out in the park. And it really, for either this or the Woodland Art Fair, it sounds like just a beautiful weekend to go out and enjoy being outside.
Couple of nice outdoor events. And then another nice event upcoming that was announced this week, Itzhak Perlman returning to Central Kentucky.
Right. When Itzhak Perlman was here back in March of 2011 to perform with the UK Symphony, it was one of the hottest tickets that I have seen here in Lexington. Even Michael Grice, who directs the Singletary Center, told me, he had people pretty, high up influential people asking him for tickets, and he had none to give. But Perlman is making a return here. And part of the reason for his coming back is the Henry Clay Foundation, which is going to give him their medallion while he is here. And this has usually gone to political figures, like a few years ago. John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi were in to receive it. Edward Kennedy has received this honor, and he's going to receive it in connection with this event, where he is going to be playing the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto with the UK Symphony. So, now some of those UK Symphony kids that were lucky enough to be here in 2011 and are still there are going to be able to say they played with Perlman twice. They're getting used to it.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.